Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, my colleague of CBS News, U.S. Army retired. He is visiting professor at Dickinson College in the great state of Pennsylvania, as well as the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Jeff, I read a sad story that is recognizable in all wars because it comes to the young men, and it comes to the young men to fear death more than they fear their lives. And the question is, does that mobilize them? We have this report from Russian media. Yeah. Newly mobilized troops are dying before they reach Ukraine due to suicide, heart problems, and alcohol abuse. Dmitry Kolesov, editor of Republic News site, wrote, "Since the beginning of mobilization, drafted men have died before reaching the front. Most of the conscripts are said to die due to heart problems, among other reasons is alcohol, and in the two cases, the reservists, according to preliminary data, committed suicide." I mention that, Jeff, because it fills in a detail that was suggested but not stated in a video that you brought to my attention recently, made by conscripts, made by young Russian soldiers. These are young men with big shoulders and pink cheeks, and they were all in Russian uniforms, not too snappy looking, but they were Russian uniforms, and they looked warm enough in those conditions. And they had smartphones. They were videoing themselves, and there was also someone recording, and there was a translation provided for what they were talking about. I want to stop here and ask your opinion, because you've seen young troops come to order and to face discipline and also to deal with the usual routine grumbling of an army at war. What struck you about that video, Jeff, and what they were talking about, especially showing weapons they said were from the 1970s and 80s?
Well, it was almost, if you will, a case study on how not to create an army. In the very beginning, if you don't have the material to equip them, uniforms, body armor, helmets, and they said there were not enough helmets for all of us, and the quality of the equipment. They talked about getting helmets that could bend with their fingers, not being fed, forced to sleep outside because there's no lodging for them at the training site. So we're not equipping them, number one. Number two, their officers don't care about them. The officers aren't leading them. The officers aren't inspiring them. They're not getting any training. And therefore, they realize they're being sent off to the front, poorly equipped, poorly trained, poorly prepared, being sent to the front basically to die. And then the question is, to die for what? To die for what? Clearly, the argument Mr. Putin pushes on them that we are dying to defend the homeland, just like our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers did during the Great Patriotic War, they realize that's totally untrue. They realize these areas are Ukrainian. They have no idea what they're dying for. And that's put on top of the fact, John, when this was all began, there's estimates that when the invasion began in the 24th of February, between then and August, maybe as many as 500,000 young Russians, mostly young men, fled the country already. And then since the announcement of this particular conscription mobilization, over 300,000 more have left. Up to 800,000 young Russians have left the country since the 24th of February, nearly three times the number that Mr. Putin is trying to mobilize. And that is played out very clearly in that short two-minute video that you and I share.
In 1917, the French army quit. They wouldn't go over the top. That obliged major changes in the way the war was conducted by the general staff. French general staff. They turned to the Americans, and the Americans showed up, a million of us. But it took time, and the French army stayed still. In 1918, the Russian army quit, just walked off the field, wouldn't launch an offensive. And that obliged major geopolitical decisions back in the Kremlin. We're living with one of them, the results of the Russian empire falling apart into the Soviet creature and now the remains of the Soviet creature in Vladimir Putin and his colleagues in the Kremlin. I remember the stories, routinely stories, of armies falling apart from the bottom, Jeff, not from the top, from the bottom. The troops refuse to move. The question is, what is the officer class's responsibility? Is the officer class to order them as if they were automatons? You must go over and put a gun to their heads? Is the officer class in any way involved in this quitting by the soldiers?
Obviously, because leadership is the fundamental thing that causes soldiers to do what they need to get done. It's the trust they have in their leaders to share at least the dangers to degree and the discomforts of combat, and the cohesion of the organization that pulls them through difficult times. Let's go to the battlefield real quick, John, and consider the fact that over the last 7 months, some of the best units that the Russian Army has, their paratroop unit, their air assault unit, the 4th Tank Division of the 1st Guard Tanks Army. We have seen these units now being so badly mauled that they are retreating in some cases in disarray. Over half of all the armored vehicles in the Ukrainian military may now be ones they've captured from the Russian army since February. We are seeing scenes around Kharkiv in the southeastern part of the country of the Ukrainians capturing Russian tanks in which the engine is still running and it's fully loaded, and the crews have just run away.
We have about a minute, Jeff. 1 minute.
These are not the signs of well-organized forces. And how can anyone expect, Mr. Putin included, that by drafting 300,000 poorly trained conscripts, as we saw in that video, and putting them to the front is going to turn the tide?
This is an army that will quit, Jeff. If it's all like this, it will quit. It won't fight.
I feel that's correct, John. And we saw that in Afghanistan when the leaders left. We saw that in Iraq when we invaded 1991. We saw it in Iraq again in the face of ISIS. Soldiers who are well trained, when their leaders quit, and when they were not properly prepared, trained, and equipped, they will give up.
Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, CBS News, visiting professor, Dickinson College. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.